Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am your dream whisperer. All right, everybody. I'm feeling good today, and how are you feeling? I hope that you are interpreting your dreams and changing your life. You know, once we are able to tap into what our inner feelings, our inner voice is communicating to us, what God is trying to tell us through our dreams, how He's trying to direct our lives and possibly avoid some situations that shouldn't happen, we will live to our fullest potential and we will be able to help other people. I know that sometimes when I get into situations that I see as unproductive or I see as negative and I think, why me? Why did this happen to me again? Am I not learning from something? Or after I've prayed and tried to make a situation or a negative go away or go out of my life and it continues to be there, I think, okay, what do I have to learn from this situation? And then I will dream about it and the answer will come to me. So maybe, you know, before you guys go to sleep tonight, try to think of a problem or a situation that you're just stumped by, something that you don't understand why it's in your life and it's become a huge part of your life, and you've avoided it, and you try to get rid of it, and it just won't go away. There is something in it that you can change. There is something in it that you're supposed to do to change it to a positive. I've realized in my life that sometimes when I meet different types of people, and I think, oh well, they're pretty cool, they're really nice, and I think that the people are going to be in my life for a while. And then they just disappear. I realize that sometimes I am their test, or when they meet me, they're going to react to me in a different way, or I'm going to react to them in a different way. And so whatever task they're going through, whatever test they're trying to master, I may be the person that helps them pass their test. I may be the person that helps them understand, hey, I can look at a problem in a different way. I can look at a situation from a different point of view. It's all about perspective. It's all about how you see situations. And then if you change your perspective, you change your outcome. I am a big believer in that. And dreams help us to see a problem from a different perspective. It's how we view the problem. Okay. So tonight I am going to look at several different dreams about dresses. I got on a little dress kick. Sometimes wedding dresses can mean our relationships that we are in right at that moment. And wedding dresses can mean death. Interesting, my mom dreamt about some family members, and I believe it was a cousin of mine, and she was in a wedding dress, and her parent passed away. Okay, so those go into the prophetic dreams with the wedding dress. Now, wedding dress and just a regular dream, it can mean your relationship, and that kind of flows, doesn't it? Because you think of wedding, relationship, okay. Also, dresses in general. You think of a dress, you think of femininity. Oh, look at the lady, the beautiful lady. She looks so nice and pristine and proper. So, dresses can mean your sexuality, your femininity, okay? So, I'm going to go into two dreams. About wedding dresses, and then one dream about a dress. So Hold on real quick. I'm going to pull up that dream and we'll get started. Okay, this dream is a dream about a wedding without a groom. So, appropriately, I titled it Groomless Wedding. And our writer told about the dream, and then she said what was in her waking life. So let me read the dream she sent in. I had just had a dream that I was getting married. I was busy and happily getting things ready and looking forward to the ceremony. I was wearing a white dress, but it changed to a creamy grass green. Once I realized there wasn't a groom, I was saddened and started crying. So, more so when I realized my parents knew the groom didn't exist. I went to my friend's house and he and I cried and I laughed and I forgot about not having a groom. We parted and I felt much better until I woke up. Okay, so there's a basic dream. She dreamt that she was getting married. She had a beautiful dress. And she was happy. She went to the ceremony, found out there was no groom there. And a dress changed to a creamy grass green. Then she realized everybody else knew that there wasn't a groom either. So she was left at the altar, felt sad, cried, and she went to her friend's house. Okay, the dreamer says that in her actual life, in her waking life, she's dating a man that is wonderful and dating someone stressful, but she has dated this man before and he hasn't been able to commit to her. And she fears that she's going to say or do something wrong to drive him off again. So she's trying to learn how to handle this relationship again. Okay, so the dream starts off with, and I don't believe this is a prophetic dream. I believe this is just a message dream. So the dream starts off with her going to her new relationship in her wedding dress. So the wedding dress represents the new relationship. So she's in that relationship. And she realizes there's something missing. An important part of the relationship's missing. And it seems that everyone around her knows that. Now, you know when you have other people in your dream, they're usually parts of you. Parts of your personality. So her parent, the mothering part, the fatherly part, her parts of the parental controls, they know in her mind that this new relationship isn't there yet. He's not there. He's not committed. He's not in the relationship with her. She's alone at the altar. Okay, so then she goes, in her dream, she goes to the house of the friend, and there he is, just chilling out, laughing, having a good time. He makes her happy. He makes her happy, but he is not the one for the marriage ceremony yet. And, you know, possibly they might get there, but at this point in time, she's unsure about it. She knows in her inner self that he's not committed. And she says that also in her waking life. So the tie back to the waking life is the uncommittal personality of the of her paramour. So if you look at the dream, the white of the dress brings in purity of a relationship. White signifies purity, and then it changes to something creamy, grassy green. Green stands for earthiness, nature, growing, emotional state. So she goes from the ideal to, let's go back to my emotions mixing into this, possibly fear, possibly intuition. The dreamer would have to figure out which one speaks to her in order for her to feel comfortable or feel that aha moment. That's my dream. But in this case, the dreamer sees that it's the intuition of, okay, I'm back to where I know that he's not committed and it's okay. She goes to the house, she finds him at his house, and you know, it's a good relationship. It's a growing relationship. So this dream says that even though he's not there, the groom isn't there, and she has her doubts and uncertainty, she's almost prepared for a disappointment if she thinks that it's moving towards commitment. She should slow down and just enjoy the getting to know the person again, the laughter. Just slow down and don't worry. Don't become so emotionally involved in what's going on with that. Okay, so that was the dream meaning for that first wedding dress. Let's move on to another dream about a bride and her experiences. Okay, so let me move my little, I've got Word Perfect up and I have written out these dreams so that I will hopefully move through them quicker. I realize sometimes I just love to talk and my podcast becomes a little bit longer than I want when I'm talking about other things. Okay, so here's the second dream. Wedding dress. Okay, I'm going to read that dream to you. I was in my house and there was an eerie silence because it was empty. There was no one there. I opened the door and came out onto a stage. I was wearing a wedding dress. My engagement ring was one that I had found on the ground 20 years ago, and my wedding band was a ring that I had bought many years before. The diamonds in the band were of poor quality, and the engagement diamond was very small. I looked and saw a young man standing where the groom should stand, and when he turned, I thought, that's not my groom. It must be the best man. My mom comes from the right side and she's buttoning her peach colored dress. I help her and she says that she needs her jacket. I found it strange that no one was fussing over me or helping me get dressed. I leave the stage and go around the house, and it turns into a warehouse. I looked on the ground and saw a silver dime as I was walking. I stop, backtrack, and pick it up. I go into the warehouse and there are men there. I don't want my groom to see me before the wedding, but he's not in the bunch of men that are staring at me. I agree to help a parent go to a school to pick up homework. I leave in a convertible and the ride is confusing. The driver does not know where to go. Okay, there's a lot of symbols in that dream, and let's look at what the dreamer says the connection to the waking life is. There is a prophecy about my future husband, and many people have been crossing my path from my past. I have also had several dreams about the number 10. I was talking to my mom about how she finds money and I find jewelry and money often. Okay. So there's a lot going on right there also, and we can see some connections to the dream where the dreamer's finding money and where she's finding things from her past. Okay, let's look at parts of the dream. The house, she was in her house and it was silent. The house represents the dreamer, and the dreamer writes that it was silent because it was empty. which is kind of sad. It almost sounds like inside of her, she feels empty. Okay, then she goes outside and she's on stage. Everyone's looking at her. That's what I feel when I say stage. And she's wearing a wedding dress. So she's on stage, and it seems like her relationship, as we talked about wedding dresses meaning relationships, I don't believe this is a prophetic dream where it would mean death. So she goes out, she's on stage, everyone has eyes on her relationship. Her engagement ring, which rings could mean the commitment, the symbol of the commitment, was an old one. She's holding on to ideas from 20 years ago. And the band is an old one too. So she's still involved in commitments from her past that she hasn't worked through, which coincides to her seeing all of these people from her past coming back into her life. Okay. The diamonds were poor quality, and it sounds like the commitments really weren't that good. They weren't big. It was just small. It wasn't anything significant. So she's looking for her groom. Her groom isn't there. The relationship is not there. The relationship that she's hoping to have, it's unclear. She's unclear about the groom's feelings, her paramour, her possible paramour's feelings. So he's not at the wedding, which goes with the other dream where she was groomless too. She wasn't sure about the commitment of her paramour. So she's at the wedding and she sees this young man and she thinks, oh no, he's too young to be my groom. He must be the best man. So there comes part of perception and preference. So she doesn't want a young person, and she's rejecting that young person. Nope, can't have him. He's the one that showed up, but he's too young for her. So the youngness of the ideas of the mate for her, okay, her preferences. So she goes around the house, and she sees a dime on the ground. I'm going to go into that. The silver of the dime is intuition. And the dreamer walks by it, and then she stops and she picks it up. Okay, so I'm leaving my intuition, but you know what? Maybe I need to go back and pick it up because I need that intuition. I need to hear what's going on. I need to listen to my inner self. Okay. So dimes can represent insight, power, or freedom gained from mental or emotional conservativeness, okay? So now the number 10 represents starting over or a new beginning. So here she leaves the stage where she's uncertain about things, and she's in all these old things, these old ideas that here's my old ring, my old band, the old diamond, insignificant diamond. So I'm gonna leave that. So, and 10 represents that. So she's the dream is telling her to use her to pick up her intuition and use that to be your internal guidance, to help you make choices, to help you lead you to a new life. The mother in the dream is wearing a dress, and she goes across the stage, and no one's paying attention to the dreamer. So it's kind of a contradiction where she comes on the stage and she thinks she's on stage, and when you're on stage, everyone's looking at you, but actually no one's paying any attention to her, no one's fussing over her. Because they realize that whatever situation, whatever relationships she is in now, really isn't there. It holds nothing. It doesn't hold any truth. And I would tell this dreamer to follow her instincts, to throw off those old ideas that she has, and then move on to. She's gonna have to do a lot of self-searching. to move on to a different part of her life, but follow her intuition and don't get stuck in the old patterns. I think it's interesting that she said she had a lot of past loves in her waking life coming across her path. Sometimes when people come back into your life, it's another test because you know that they weren't meant to be there, or you've already figured out they weren't meant to be there, and now they've come back and you can just say, oh, sorry, I'm gonna pass that test and say goodbye to them.
Okay,
one last footnote to this dream is the ending is very interesting, where the dreamer goes into the warehouse and she's looking around and she doesn't see her groom. Other people are looking at her. She has the attention of others, but it's not the person that she wants to have the attention of. And as a result of that, of her not recognizing her groom within the choices that are presented to her, she ends up getting in a car and driving off. Now, the interesting part of this is that she's not the one that's driving. In your dream, when you are allow another person to take control of a car, of a vehicle, and you're not driving, it shows that you are out of control emotionally. That is not a good place to be. And in the dream, this emotional confusion is even emphasized by the dreamer saying that the person driving the car was confused. They didn't know where they were going, and it was a disaster. So, to add to the meaning of the call of action for the dreamer, if you don't don't be so rigid in your preferences of what you're looking for in another person, because it could blind you and lead you on a confusing pathway, a pathway to nowhere. You have an idea where you're going in your mind, and you just don't know how to get there. You just can't make it there. I was listening to an interesting talk show the other day about dating and the Christian single. And the authors talked about preferences and how sometimes we become so rigid in our preferences that we end up alone. So you have to know what you can and can't accept from a person. Messiness, okay, is that okay? Or lying, is that okay? Cheating, is that okay? An organization, being unorganized, is that okay? In your mind, you have to understand what you can and can't accept. And when you can figure that out, it really doesn't matter. I would say the package, as long as there is a connection, the package that the person comes in. All right, so let's move on to my last dream of dresses. And this one occurs in a thrift store, and I named it Antique Store. Okay, let me read the dream to you. I was shopping with my mom and was looking at dresses. I passed the rack and then did a double take and found a long dress. I picked it up and the dress was too short, but a stranger said we could get more velvet to make the dress longer. I could buy another dress to make the chiffon outer dress longer, and the chiffon outer dress was embroidered beautifully. Okay, so that was the dress dream, the connection to waking life is the dreamer said that I feel that I have been overlooked, and that if only I had been given a chance, my worth would have been recognized. Ooh, that's kind of sad. Okay, so the main feeling of the dream was the dreamer felt fortunate to be able to find the dress. The dreamer didn't know how she overlooked it. So let's go back to the dream. So she's shopping. She's looking around. She's trying to find her femininity, her sexuality, because that's what dresses symbolize. you know, we talked about that earlier in the show. So she's shopping around with her mother. Mother is another part of her personality, the loving, caring, nurturing part. So she's using her nurturing senses, nurturing personality to find her sexuality, to find her femininity, to find what fits on her, how she's going to present herself to the world. Okay, so she passed the rack and then she did a double take and she found a long dress. So she passed it and she came back and said, oh, wait a minute, I like this one. She picked it up and it was too short. So maybe that persona didn't quite fit her. Maybe it doesn't fit her yet. Maybe that's what she's going to slowly evolve into. And then a stranger comes into the dream, and the stranger could be the developing part of her personality, and that stranger said to her, we could get more green velvet to make the dress longer. Now green, as we know before, we said green meant earthiness, it meant your emotional state. Velvet talks about luxury, something that's refined, something so highly sought after. So the green emphasizes the velvet as the emotional state, the highness in her emotional state, the velvet, the attribute that she needs, the one that she needs to aspire to. Okay. So in order to make that fit onto her, she just needs to do a little bit extra of making the dress a little longer. And she figures out in the dream, the solution to that is to get another dress to make the chiffon and the outer longer. Now chiffon is a type of material that is a luxury material also. So when we look at chiffon, it's the delicate side, it's the feminine side, and then it has beautiful embroideries on it. So it's your delicate, feminine, vulnerable side. So we need to buy, she needs to have more femininity, more delicateness, more vulnerability. And when you're vulnerable in your life, I believe, or you can show people that, you can show people your realness. So the green, the growth of the emotions and also your healing. So the velvet shows her healing. That's what's underneath. She's growing. She's evolving. The chiffon had a golden shimmer, and it represents the richness of her life. The femininity. The golden shimmer is richness, and it emphasizes her femininity. So the solution or the call of action was to try on this new persona, to try to be more vulnerable in the relationships. The new way that she's going to present herself to the world, she previously overlooked all of those, and she, wait a minute, took a double take, and she can fix the whatever personality flaw she thinks she has, or her new personality that's growing, her emotional vulnerabilities that are growing, she can fix those and make it into her new self and present her new persona to the world. So the call of action is don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to put on a new persona and experience life in a different way. All right. Those are all interesting dreams, and I hope that you can take some of the techniques that I've used tonight to interpret your own dreams, to listen to your own inner voice, to solve your problems, and ultimately to help yourself and help others, because we're here to help other people. And if you can help another person, you will grow immensely, not only spiritually, but relationship-wise. All right, remember you can write me at night_talker@rocketmail.com. That's NIGHT night_talker, TALKER, at rocketmail.com. And always remember, keep dreaming, keep solving problems, and keep helping others. All right. Good night, everyone.